Let's talk about the freshman race. First of all, congratulations today on a great race. Tell us a little bit about the freshman race today.
Yeah, I mean, I thought the guys, you know, they did obviously they did a great job. You know, we talked beforehand about the need to stay composed in the race. It was a pretty strong tailwind, so we knew it was going to be a really fast time. I think the three things I told them beforehand, I was like, fellas, you know, great teams, you know, they stay composed during the tough times. When their moment comes to win, they take advantage of that, and they always finish in the fourth quarter. And I thought, obviously, watching the race and talking with the guys, you know, they needed that composure. We thought Cal was going to push out early, which they did. And the guys stuck to their race plan and believed in it and were able to execute it down the race course. They did a great job, and when it came time to finish the thing, they did it.
When you woke up this morning and looked out the window and the flag was flying straight out, you know, what were you thinking?
You know, I thought my guys, I'd be confident in them in any condition. And that's what I told them beforehand. That's what I told them last night. That's what I told them this morning. I was like, guys, if it blows head, if it blows tail, if it blows crosswind, you know, I know that you're going to be fast. And so it was just kind of comforting for them. And I think for me, calming that it didn't matter which way the wind blew. I know that they were excited about the idea of a tailwind because, you know, jokingly, they always dreamed about setting a course record, which they ended up doing. But, you know, I looked out there and I thought, just watching the crews row, I did think that it was a win that was an advantage to us. Yeah, it turned out that it was.
So you guys, it looked to me like 800 meters in, maybe even more, that they were down at least six seats to Cal. Tell us about, you know, keeping the heads in the boat, et cetera, because for a freshman crew, that doesn't always happen.
Yeah, I think that's a real tribute to them being able to train alongside some other incredible, you know, high-quality boats. And to Mike, obviously, he runs a program that he values everybody in that program. And as a varsity, as a head coach, that is the best program in the country right now. To allow the freshmen out there, you know, day in and day out to race against those guys is invaluable. And you know that played out big time today where, you know, they're 16th down or half a length down and they're able to concentrate and stay in their own boat because they've done that against the JV before. You know, they've done that against the varsity before where they have to focus on themselves. And obviously, you know, we did talk about it, but that does take a lot of composure to do that and a lot of maturity. And I think in the back of their minds, they also kind of knew, like I said, they kind of knew that the Cal was going to try and lead them out a little bit and try and put some pressure on them. If they could just kind of focus on their own rhythm and their own rowing and their own execution, that things would kind of take care of themselves, and there'd be a point later on where Cal might be vulnerable, and you know, it turned out that they were, and we took advantage of it.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on a really fantastic year. You only get these guys for 1 year. You know, it's short enough, you know, that we only get them for 4 years, but you only get them for 1 year. Tell us about this class.
It's a great group, man. It's deep. I mean, even the guys that aren't here, they're big players. You know, they're a tight group. They got a lot of personality, a lot of good character. From day one coming in, they've done everything that I've asked. They've really kind of bought into the process and the hard work. And I think that our strength is that it's not led by one or two guys. You know, it's really consistent across the board. Like all eight seats in that boat, you know, the quality of the individuals, the power that they're able to bring athletically. And then also, I guess that even the guys that are at home, like it's a deep group, and you know they were able to kind of put pressure on each other and make each other better day in and day out. They were definitely a joy to work with over the year. You know, whenever you have a group that really has that talent and they do whatever you ask of them, and they're able to do that in a really energetic and fun way, then you know you got something pretty special. So I'm excited to see what they do the next few years here as they, you know, kind of continue on with their career. It's kind of the first step, and they're bigger and harder challenges in front of them, but I think they got the right mindset to take those on.
Yeah. Hey, congratulations again on a great season.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.